Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Today is the last day of New York Fashion Week, so we are bringing you a special New York Fashion Week episode of Fat Mascara. I am Jen.
I'm Jess.
Tell us, what will we talk about in this fashion-y episode?
We are going to be talking about some of our favorite looks from the season so far. It's been a wild week. Then we're going to be talking about adventures in facials.
It's like adventures in babysitting, but facials.
And with like less like, you know, shenanigans. And then, what's the deal with hair supplements? But first, can we just talk about our guest, Jen?
We have the superiest of the supermodels. Ms. Linda Evangelista is freaking in the Fat Mascara studio.
Oh my God.
We're dying here.
Oh my God.
Stay tuned. It's that time of year. It is New York Fashion Week, which means we're going to all the shows and seeing all the looks that are going to be on the fall, in the fall stores, correct?
In the fall stores.
I've been out and about a little bit, but here's my two notes so far.
What are your notes?
One, it's been sleeting and snowing in New York, and you would think it was a freaking runway out there. I've seen so many people backstage, front stage, not even reporting, just trying to get their picture taken in like freaking high heels with 2 inches of ice on the ground. It boggles the mind.
I saw a girl, to your point, under the bridge by the West Side Highway with her friend. The two of them were both dressed like this in like a crop top, crop pants, and high heels, both like with the cell phone, like looking for their Uber driver. It was sleeting.
But posing it out probably, hoping that a street style photographer was catching them do that.
It was just me, like staring.
Like, girls, like, put some clothes on.
It's so pathetic. It's so pathetic.
All right. Well, we were doing some real reporting, weren't we?
Yeah.
So let me ask.
Some real reporting.
It's just real hard-hitting news with what's going on in the world right now. This is what matters. Did you have any favorite like hair, makeup, or nail looks you've seen yet? What did you like?
Some looks that I enjoyed were I went backstage at Jenny Packham, and I liked the nail look that was happening there. It was that cutie patootie Julie Kandelek doing a nail. I love an 80s moment. I love like a kind of graphic, like, you know, like an 80s, like contemporary, you know, kind of look.
Makeup, color, yes.
You know, but just like the whole theme, okay. Like, you know, like diagonals, like something that looks like my cousin's house from like 1987.
With a matchy lip and tip sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, something that just looks very like, you know, new wave.
So what did you like?
She did these two like chevrons, but like in a gray and like a darker gray. It's just kind of like a throwback moment to the 80s.
On the nails, yeah.
And I thought it's very clean, and I'm kind of not really over the chevrons happening on the nails, but this was a subtler look because it's in grays.
Well, as any beauty editor knows, three makes a trend, and I saw a dark gray and a light gray at two other shows as well.
On the nails,
so calling it.
Speaking of gray,
okay.
I also saw a Victoria Beckham. Mm-hmm. She did gray, or rather Pat McGrath did gray eyeshadow. And I feel like I haven't seen a gray eyeshadow moment in a little while.
That's because gray can be hard to wear, I think.
It can be hard to wear, but my recommendation would be to like look for a gray with like a slightly, you know, like purple tone. You know what I mean? Something that has, or maybe like gray with a slightly brown tone.
Yeah.
Something that feels a little warmer or a little bit more feminine, not just like gray.
Like corpse gray.
Yeah, exactly.
No corpse gray.
So I'm feeling these two gray moments right now for fall. What did you see that inspired you?
Alexander Wang always just like nails the moment. He gave, I want to say, six of the models an actual haircut. Usually they're putting on like a wig, you know, for like a bob. So they were cutting hair backstage, which I love because then you get to really be part of the fashion moment.
Yeah.
And guess who they were referencing as they did it? It was Guido and Redken.
Who?
Oh, someone named Miss Linda Evangelista.
It's so weird that fat mascara seems to constantly be part of the zeitgeist.
Isn't that funny how that happens? Yes. But on that note.
Not Alex Wang.
Yeah, exactly. It's not him at all.
No, it's us.
Bobs. A lot of the models have a little bit shorter hair, and so I want to see what happens in Europe, because I feel like New York, we think it's totally a thing, and then you have to see Paris, Milan, and London to see what's really going to, like, what cream of the fashion crop will rise to the top.
Yeah, well, watch the space. We'll report if we see anything super amazing, but, you know.
For now, gray.
Gray.
Go get a bob and wear some gray.
Jen, wow. I had the most incredible treatment on Saturday.
What was it?
It was the Restore Vitality Facial, which Lorraine, who is my acupuncturist/cupping therapist.
Wait. Cupping?
Yes. You want me to talk about the cupping first or the facial first?
I want both. Okay. So what happened?
Well, first let's talk about the facial. Mm-hmm. Lorraine has been working on this facial for a while. She is a facialist, but she's a certified esthetician, but she's also like a certified, like, you know, accredited, like whatever the, you know, special seal is. She's trained in both acupuncture and as an esthetician. So she often blends these two modalities. So what she has like a million different, you know, tools in her toolbox, which is why I love her and why I go to her. So she wanted to tell me about this thing called the Restore Vitality Facial, which is basically a line smoothing, like anti-aging, anti-inflammatory facial that uses acupuncture needles to relax you. So she puts them in my ears. And then she uses this thing called a gua sha, which is like, I can only liken it to like a thin, smooth stone.
In my head it was a gourd, like a vegetable of some sort.
Oh, that sounds like really nubby and like hard. No, this is like, picture the smoothest, most like gentle polished stone to massage, like to kind of like, not like trace, to like...
Stroking, I think.
To stroke, kind of like detoxify your...
Is she massaging product in, or it's more of just...
There's some product. She puts some product in your face, and she does massage the product in, but it's not like a product-heavy facial.
It's more about the motion.
And she's been getting a lot of women coming in who are like, I'm done with Botox, I'm done with fillers. Like, they really just want... like to go a more natural route. That wasn't the impetus for me. For me, I honestly wanted like just see like major relaxation.
Okay.
I got it because I started snoring immediately and she sent me a video of me snoring.
Wait. You fell asleep.
I fell asleep within literally probably...
And she took out her phone and started videotaping
you. We're friendly. So like, because I told her, I was telling her, look, I'm like, I want to relax because I haven't been able to sleep very well recently. I was out like a light within 5 minutes. It was the most relaxing treatment I've ever had. I had an hour and a half massage.
Wait, can we put the snoring video on the vlog?
Yes, absolutely.
I love you.
I had an hour and a half massage like about a month ago. I was up the entire time because I just like my body couldn't like, you know, when you're just kind of thinking.
Yeah.
This, I was out like a light. It was the most relaxing facial. But here's the thing. The point of the facial is like, yes, it's supposed to relax you, but it's supposed to make you glowy, lines, you know, are smooth, your volume is back, your under eye circles. I came with major baggage. We were laughing. You know, it was like,
did you look different afterwards?
I looked so much glowier, happier, like, you know, like lines depuffed. I saw you that afternoon. I looked like, you know,
you did.
I looked pretty good.
I'm just gonna, the cynic in me has to say, could it be the nap that you took?
I think, you know, the nap was like probably like 45 minutes or so. This wasn't like I had a huge amount of rest. But for me, I felt like it was actually, like, I did feel, like, the fluid around my eyes and, like, my cheeks look better. And I saw a lot of before and afters.
Okay, so if you're not going to be able to go get this fancy facial, I feel like I've been doing this week. It's just funny that you say this because I also had a facial when I was in France and I also fell asleep. But I was thinking about Charlotte Tilbury and the angel wing tapping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
I've
yeah.
been, like, extra moving in my moisturizer, just my normal moisturizer, mm-hmm. but doing a lot more, like, massaginess than I used to.
Yeah.
I think there's something to that. It just, like, makes your muscles relax a little bit, and you just sort of, like, calm down. So maybe that's what it was,
yeah,
too.
I think there is something to, like, actual, I shouldn't say think, I know there is something to massaging and product, to getting, you know, those lymph nodes, flushing out the toxins. She actually uses this facial a lot for... people who have acne, because it's like getting the, you know,
yes.
the gunk through the lymph nodes. I mean, there's a much more, you know,
thank you for
dignified
that scientific
way
description.
To say that. Mm-hmm. The gunk through the lymph nodes, the bacteria, you know, flushing it out.
Right. I'm not going to let this end though without what the cupping.
Oh, the cupping. Oh, my God.
I've never had it done.
Cupping is my favorite thing.
Okay. What is cupping for people who don't know?
Cupping is basically when, you know, your practitioner uses the power of suction. So she uses these little cups, which are kind of.
They're like glass. They're little.
They almost look like votive candle holders. Like hers look like balls, like, you know, like open, like kind of rounded
balls.
This is all very sexual.
Okay.
But like these kind of like rounded glass, you know.
Votives.
And then she takes like a match and like makes sure that all the oxygen is out of the votives.
Puts a flame inside, which eats up the oxygen,
yeah,
creating
so
a vacuum.
Suction. Mm-hmm.
And then the glass is put directly on your skin and it starts sucking your skin.
Exactly.
In.
And she puts it on the areas where I'm feeling pain. So I have a lot of like discomfort between my shoulder blades, around my neck. She puts it there. It really only takes like 15 minutes. And wherever you have more tension, that's where you'll have those like big kind of pepperoni, you know, marks that you'll maybe have seen on
like
Michael Phelps or, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow. And the theory is there that you're going to have like, it's going to increase the blood flow. It's going to help with inflammation.
And doesn't
it's gonna
it
relax
separate,
you.
Like pull the fascia away from the muscle a little?
Exactly. Like, because that fascia is like really kind of, it's almost like spaghetti. It's, you know, it's fluid.
Yeah.
So I find it feels so good. And
like,
after
do you have hickeys all over?
I have a really big hickey in one part of my back right now. But I felt so much better after I left. Like, honestly, it was like, I spent an hour and a half or so at Lorraine's. It's actually called Health and Beauty Plus. I can put the, I'll put her spa's link on her website. I felt like I went on a long weekend. I felt so much more relaxed.
I love that there's
I haven't found that, like, from a lot of other spas.
I liked that there was a DIY that I can do with my moisturizer. I'm thinking about how I removed those cherry angiomas. I wonder if I could DIY cupping.
Don't you dare. All I see is like a burn, like a ring burn mark on your thigh or something.
Oh, I gotta look into this.
Don't you dare.
All right.
And cupping isn't even that expensive. Like, right. I'll pay for your cupping session. Don't you dare.
All right.
Sick all right. woman.
Well,
sick
I'm glad woman. You're relaxed, and I need to see this snoring video. I do declare.
Girl, I love. Wow, have you noticed there are so many hair vitamins on the market?
Yes.
There is Hum, they have new gummies, Whey vitamins, Nutrafol, my personal obsession, Sugar Bear Hair.
Wait, didn't I give you the Sugar Bear Hair?
You did, and I have actually reordered.
Really?
I first of all, I had ones that you gave me. Then I got some one from, then I got another jar from work, and I went through those too. I'm addicted to these little guys. Yeah, I think they actually work.
Okay. They're little turquoise teddy bears.
Little turquoise teddies.
With vitamins such as?
They have so many good vitamins in them. They have vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, E, B6, folic acid, B12. Oh my God, they have so many more.
You're selling a commercial right now.
But you know, because
your hair has been growing like a weed, if I may say so.
Like a weed. I had to get a haircut on Friday because it was getting too crazy. But I'm leaving out the big one. It has biotin.
See, biotin. It's always like, okay, the famous hair supplement is, of course, Viviscal, because I've looked into these for years, and that one is like one of the only ones that has like double-blind, peer-reviewed clinicals. And it has this proprietary marine complex, but I've talked to dermatologists, and they're like, we don't know what's in that, so you really can't say if that's what's making it work. Mm-hmm. They think it's partially also the biotin. They always have biotin and folic acid. I'm going to just like call out something on the folic acid. I think that's BS. Here's why. I think people in their head associate folic acid with women who are pregnant, who grow a lot of hair, and they just feel like, oh, I'm taking pregnancy vitamins, so my hair's growing, when really it's actually because you're pregnant, your hair's growing. I don't know why.
If you're pregnant, your hair starts to grow just because you're pregnant?
Yeah, to 100%, all those hormones and all that.
Oh, yeah.
That
good yeah.
You're building a baby as well as
Look,
hair.
Look, I'm not pregnant. Okay, give me a break.
Okay, but so there's this weird thinking that all these women think, like, it's the folic acid supplements I have to take for the baby. No, you're making a baby. Of course you're growing hair. Back to biotin. That, I think, is the key ingredient, and there's a lot of it in the sugar bear hair.
And especially if you take four a day like me.
I think that the dosage is two.
They're so good.
I know, but I'll take two in the morning, and then I get home at night, and I see the little they're like, they call to you in their little turquoise jar, and they're like, eat me, eat me.
That was a pre-dinner snack.
Yeah, they're delicious. But this brings up a good point, which is like, Viviscal's been around for a while, but it works, but they're like brown horse pills.
I can't take pills. So like, I mean, unless like I'm super sick and I need to take an antibiotic, I do not take pills. I can't swallow pills. It's a problem. So anything that's a gummy, I will take.
Do you think, and these gummies are getting more and more popular, do you think the reason that they work is because people are more compliant because they're basically just eating candy?
I think so. You know what? That's a really good point. I think that like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like compliance, like anytime you talk to a doctor, whether derm or just like a, you know, regular GP, they're always saying like the number one problem like with, you know, with their patients is compliance. That's always the issue. But I think it's like maybe that's not that sugar bear hair. I mean, I do think it works, but it's not that it's such a miracle pill. It's just that like I want to take it. I like look forward to taking it. When I wake up, it's like my breakfast.
Right. Like if you go to CVS and just get like whatever milligrams of biotin in the white little tablet.
Yeah, like you're gonna stop within like
look at
two
us
weeks.
Both we're already deflated and sad.
I already need a glass of water. I'm like disgusted.
Yeah, to get it done. Okay, so they're little gummies, and you know what, I've been using them too. I also noticed
you already have super long hair.
I know, but my nails, remember how I'm trying to have this like nail moment for the last couple months? I think it makes your nails grow too, so
probably they should put that in the pack.
There are no studies on sugar bear hair that I know of. I looked into it, but a lot of derms will tell you biotin. Those other vitamins are great too, but I really think that's
no government studies on sugar bear hair.
I don't even know. I think it's from Florida. Trust me, I looked. Their Instagram game is real strong, but they don't have peer-reviewed studies. Sorry. But yeah, it's good stuff. So it's working for you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, you heard it here. Guys, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about one of our sponsors. Jess, I'm after this glowy skin look, but is there a way to do it without makeup?
Who doesn't want glowy skin? But seriously, yeah, you can get it without makeup. What you need, I've spoken to a million different derms about this, you need vitamin C and some antioxidants.
Okay.
If you're looking for a one-stop shop, I recommend the Sunday Riley CEO C+E Antioxidant Protect and Repair Moisturizer. Yes, it's all in one product, and I love this thing because it's got it all.
You know what I like about vitamin C? Yes, it's brightening, so that's good with the glowy, like you said, but it's also protective. But is it going to make me all sensitive?
No, this one's good because it's great for all skin types.
So vitamin C, that's for sensitive skin, that protects me and moisturizes and makes me glowy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much?
$65, Sephora.com. Log on, click buy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I won't let you down.
We'd like to welcome a woman who needs no introduction. The legendary Linda Evangelista.
Woo! That's our studio audience.
Thank Welcome. You for having me. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for coming. So if there's a face of the supermodel era, in my opinion.
Mine too.
Yeah. And I think like probably everyone who's listening, you are it. You're it. What do you think was distinctive about that era? When I'm talking about that era, for anyone who's listening who, like, God forbid, does not know, I'm talking about the 90s, basically, like, when supermodels reigned supreme. What was distinctive about that era?
Gianni Versace really, really made a point of accepting our different personalities and our different looks and celebrating us as women instead of as models. So I think he had a lot to do with that movement during like that time. We had distinctive looks. I remember even as I became and I'm doing little quotations.
Air quotes.
With my air quotes. a supermodel. I remember doing cover tries and Liz Tilberis, who was at British Vogue, she said to me, you know, you do understand why I can't put you on a cover. You have such a classic look. And everything changed.
Did
change
it feel like
and change is good. And then she put me on her first cover of American Bazaar.
Did it feel like something fabulous though was happening at the time? Because now we look back and we think like this was, you know, such a moment in time that I think, you know, both fashion and you know, the models now are like, it's almost trying to recreate, you know, like a group of girls or, you know, the different personalities. Did it feel like some kind of seismic shift was happening in fashion at that time? Or did it just feel like your life?
It sort of happened organically. I mean, we were being celebrated as individuals.
Mm-hmm. Almost like actresses.
And I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's so hard to explain.
You said actresses, and I think that's a good point because, like, for example, a music video. I mean, mm-hmm. you would never have in the 60s, well, there weren't music videos, right. but seen supermodels in a music video and their Your Freedom 90 video with...
But there were models in music videos there already at that time.
But what was interesting about the models that were in the music videos were usually they were like, I feel like this is very feminism, like feminist, you know, theory 101, but they were like you know, the girl in the Warrant video, like on the car, the, you know, the Whitesnake video. In Freedom 90, it was really a celebration of you as, you know, strong women. And it was almost like, it was like Greek mythology or something, the way you guys were in the video. Can you tell me a little bit about that video and how that sort of affected
your career
in your life?
Georgie was inspired by the British Vogue cover of The Five of Us that mm-hmm. Peter Lindbergh did. And in fact, I think that was the beginning of that era.
That shot?
Yeah. And I didn't want to do his video.
Why?
I wrote about this in V Magazine. It's going to come out shortly. I didn't want to do music videos. I didn't want to do anything that wasn't modeling.
Did you think it was, like, cheap or...?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I just wanted to model. And mm-hmm. I was so busy and so overbooked that I didn't see how I could fit it in. It wasn't a priority for me.
Yeah.
What convinced you?
He was very persistent and... He said it would take us to another level, and it would, I mean, I didn't know what level that could be.
At that point, George Michael also was a different kind of art. Like that video, I feel, and that album sort of raised his profile or took him, you know, he became a different kind of artist with that album.
Yeah, he thought he was doing that for us. But it was, I just think, it was just such a well-accepted video.
Yeah.
And I think it, people recognized me, around the world, not because they followed fashion or read fashion magazines. So I got his point.
Yeah.
The general public, more of them knew who I was, but, I had so much fun doing it, and I'm glad I did it. And but it did take a lot of convincing.
And did you like his music, and were you friends before that?
I loved Wham.
Yeah,
I loved his music. No, we weren't friends. We had met here and there, and then I'd met him that week during Paris Fashion Week, and that's where he kept asking me if I was going to do it, would I do it, and I was the last one to sign on.
Mm-hmm. Did you kind of direct yourself in the video, or did somebody do a head-rolling sweater choreography?
No.
Because I've got that down pat, I just want to let you know.
David Fincher, by the way, is mm-hmm. who went on to be the most brilliant director.
Mm-hmm.
He directed it, yeah. I do remember showing up. Everyone got a Discman to learn the lyrics, and I never got mine. So I didn't know the lyrics. So Georgie helped me in the makeup room as I was getting ready. He helped me with the lyrics. So it was sort of like done in a haphazard way.
Yeah.
But I remember it being easy, just long hours, but it was easy, mm-hmm. easy and fun.
You had one of, I would say, the best beauty romances in the world, talking about Garin, your relationship with Garin and your cuts. You had so many great bobs. Can you tell us about those bobs and your cuts and your appointments?
Well, okay, no one cuts like Garin. He's so precise and so, such a master. My first haircut, Julianne Deese actually did, and that was at Peter Lindbergh's persuasion, and Anna Wintour had a little bit to do with it, and
she likes a bob, doesn't she?
But I didn't do a bob.
Really?
No, it was like a 5-point
okay,
haircut.
Yeah.
It was over the ears and long in the front. The bob came a little later. I worked with Garin a gazillion times, and he gave me so many good haircuts. How many variations on a bob and short hair can you have? But he managed. Yeah. He's just brilliant.
Did you have a favorite? Bangs, no bangs, blonde,
I
brunette.
I like the bob with the bangs.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because I have curly hair, so it's hard to keep straight bangs, if you know what I mean.
What is your, for curly girls who want to go straight, what is your secret?
No bangs.
Have Garen do your hair before every photo
shoot. Well, now they have those people straighten their hair, and it doesn't seem to look damaged. I've never done it. I don't know what the...
Like a keratin type of
thing? Yeah, yeah. But, like, I would straighten my bangs, and if I get hot or sweat, you know, they would go curly. Mm. So I tried to keep a long bang and That's use so a bobby pin or something. Mm-hmm. It's difficult bangs with curly hair.
I want to ask, too, about brows, because I always had the biggest, bushiest brows, and your brow game is so strong. Did you shape them yourself? Did someone help you shape them, or is that just like God-given arches?
I think Francois Nars taught me the most about brows, but he's the one who tweezed the most, and he's the one who made them the thickest. But to get them higher,
he
removed all my lower brows and then built above it.
With makeup?
With makeup.
So it's...
What do you mean built above
that
it?
That 90s makeup? Brow wasn't your actual...
He would go above my brow line.
Okay, like so pencil above?
Yeah. And he didn't so much like the angle of my brows. They're so slanty that he would square them off to make them look like they went straight across more. But yeah, he would be able to draw in new brows and make my eyes so much higher and so much wider. And he would tweeze them to death and then just paint back in.
And did they ever grow back?
No.
Thanks, Francois.
These are my brows untweezed right now. I don't have anything on them.
I mean, you have a really high arch.
Yeah.
I want a higher arch.
You have a high arch. I want look higher. Look at your socket.
No. I want to take it higher.
Got big
no,
sockets.
No, you're good.
But that brow was such a
He
look.
Calls that the banane. You have like a really banana? Incredible banane. In French, they call it the banane.
Like your upper eyelid is your
the
banana.
Socket. Yeah. This, what do you call this?
So much prettier.
The banane.
Yeah, the banane.
So much prettier in French. Mm-hmm.
Instead of socket.
Yeah. Well, it was the 90s brow, it was a big trend then, but it's good to hear that you have the same issue as a lot of women that, like, once you tweeze...
They don't come back.
All right, so you pencil
listen to your mother. Don't tweeze. You're beautiful just the way you are.
Now, let's talk about nails. When I was doing a little research, I found out that you go to a Dashing Diva in your neighborhood.
I love my Dashing Diva. It's very hygienic.
I think that is so amazing. I heard, you know, just a few minutes ago that you're a germphobe, so this must be very important to you. That's very hygienic.
It's completely important.
I think that's so funny that you go to a Dashing Diva. What's your mani of choice?
Well, I used to go to G. Remember G?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Oh, G Beck.
Rescue.
Yes, isn't it sad?
Oh, did it change my whole life? It destroyed me. Yeah. No, it was like a weekly ritual.
I know.
And those
I know.
Girls were like, nobody. Cut cuticles like them. That's the other thing.
Oh, you do get the cuticles cut.
Don't cut your cuticles.
Why?
People, young ones. Because they grow in heavier and thicker. And when I first came to New York, I thought it was so cool that there was all these Korean nail spas in my neighborhood and that you could get a manicure for under $10. Mm-hmm. And I would go in and 5 minutes later walk out with, you know, perfect nails. But they cut and cut and cut.
Back then, it looked so even, good then, but
they
then a
even
couple
used
years.
To shave the bottom of your feet back
I
then.
I remember
bad,
that. They
bad,
had a little
bad.
Razor on a stick. I also read that you love a shabower. A shower and a bath. Or a bath oh, yeah. and a shower.
A shabower?
Shower first.
Shaboom. Shabah.
I know. It could be a shabath.
Shabath.
Yeah.
Oh, you shower first. I was thinking that you take a bath first and then you want to
No, you want to be clean when you get in the bath.
Oh, so you're not like, oh, dirt comes off and you're sitting in a dirty
oh,
pool.
Oh, gross, yes.
Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
So this is like a little ritual.
Yeah.
As a germphobe, I get that. See, I always think...
I'm mostly germaphobe just with my hands, though.
Okay.
It's a hand thing.
I understand. All right.
And I overwash, and then I end up in the winter with eczema, and you see I walk around with like...
What do you walk around with? Help our listeners.
Well,
like creams and stuff?
It's a little stick.
Something, lanolin, any kind of oil. I'll put like anything, olive oil, whatever it is I can get my hands on. This is a product from my chemist, Jules Eddie Reza.
Mm-hmm. Perfect segue,
is,
Linda.
Yeah. No, it's so groundbreaking. I don't know if he'll let us use it for ERASA, though. I'm praying.
Well, we have to ask you about ERASA, because I don't know if people know what you're doing there. So tell us, how did you find that company? What are you doing with them? What's it all about?
Okay. I don't know if you know my facialist, Georgia Louise. When she first came to New York, she was sent to me by this company that makes a microcurrent machine that I own. Because I can do facials, too.
I went to her spa. She had so many gadgets.
And something happened to my circuit board, and they sent her, and she came with, like, a screwdriver.
To your house?
Yes.
To fix your...
And she took it apart, and she refinagled some wires on the phone with London, and... And I fell in love with her. And she said, I'd love to give you a facial or show you how to use the machine. I was like, I already know how, but I never use it because it's so tedious.
Where do you keep the machine? Those machines are pretty
big. I have a beauty cabinet. It's on a trolley and it wheels out. And I have a few things.
Love.
I have a few things on that cabinet.
It sounds incredible.
That all plug into their own socket with extension cords that are long enough I can get that trolley to a mirror.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
To zap your face.
I have all the gizmos and gadgets.
So she fixed your microcurrent.
But I don't use them. I don't
I'll
use them.
We can come over. You can give us a facial.
Yeah, exactly.
I go to her once a week. No, I mean, I get so excited. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do this all the time. And I'm like, you know, more is more. And then you don't do it.
It's like when people buy a treadmill and then it just sits there.
Or like I have it. Well, no, I actually use my workout equipment. But so I was at Georgia's and I saw her husband and he passed me a bottle of ERASA. ERASA skincare. And I was like, he's in the financial world. And I did not understand why he was giving it to me. But he said, oh, I'm working with the company. And here's a mug, too. And will you try it and give me some feedback? And I said, sure, with little intention of trying it.
Yeah.
And I brought it home and I put it on my nightstand. And I thought, I'm going to look it up later on my computer. And I did have my protocol in my bathroom all set up. My brother helped me buy the shelves and put them up. And then I printed out Georgia Louise's protocol. Now, it's not her fault there was 25 steps. That's me. Because I want to address absolutely every single issue. And I have issues. So there's all these steps. So I take my shabath, I get out, and I look at the list with my glasses on and all, and it's just, I can't deal with it. So I'm like, I just pass on the whole thing. And I go to bed, and next to my bed I have my lip balm, my hand cream, my humidifiers.
Good tip.
I have two, one on either side of my
bed. Two stereo humidifiers.
Yeah. Jen loves a humidifier, but I don't think she has two.
My apartment's so dry. It's so dry.
It's good for your skin.
It's insane. And so next to the bed is that bottle. And so I put it on and I do this almost every night for a couple of weeks and I go to tweeze my brows in my magnifying mirror and I notice a difference. Like my,
what was different?
Well, my melasma's not as dark and my pores are smaller. And I was like,
then you go back, you're like, what did I do different? And it was the bottle.
Well, yeah, that's what I did. And I let it go. But the third week, I was like, whoa, okay, something's happening. And I ran with my magnifying mirror to a window to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. And that's when I knew it had to be the ERASA because I was skipping the protocol.
Mm-hmm, right. It was like a controlled study.
Yeah. So then I doubled down. I did morning and night. And I found out in the daytime that now I know. I didn't know then. But it actually makes you look really good. There's instant gratification in it. There's these microspheres that fill in lines and reflect the light beautifully. So I do that. And after a while, I run out. I think the bottle's broken, so I'm tapping on it, I'm running it under hot water, nothing's coming out. And then I realized for the first time in my life, I've run out of a product. I never run out of products.
You're a beauty editor
at
heart.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
I always abort and go to the next.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
But you have to give products a try. That I know.
Right.
You can't use it for a week and say, I don't see anything.
Right.
You have to give it a little bit of time. So I knew I was on to a good thing, and I needed to get more, and I spoke to Mark, and I... then I looked it up online. I hated their website. I thought it just didn't represent the product properly. And I asked to meet the people behind it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very like
proactive. That's how impressed I was.
Yeah.
And you helped them revamp sort of the look of it. Is that what you're saying with the website and whatnot?
No, well, eventually...
What do you do now, actually, with the company?
Eventually, so we met and we really clicked, and then...
Were they totally floored? Like, Linda Evangelista wants to, like, come and check it out?
There's other celebrities that use it, and Allure had given it a breakthrough product.
But who's called and said, like, hey, I need to know what's in this stuff. I love this so much.
Well, me.
Besides you.
So they asked me to come on board.
That's awesome. So what's been
become
the coolest part
of the company? So I became creative director. So I got rid of their website, and I went to Baron & Baron.
Oh, wow. And, only the best for Linda.
And they redesigned it, and I'm involved now in all the product development, which is one of the most fascinating things I have ever done. Like, I get high when I go to the lab. I'm so excited
about
stuff that happens in there.
Well, you have machines and you know how to do magic. Like, I feel like you're a beauty
geek.
I'm an
esthetician.
Yeah, at heart.
Yeah.
So what, are you going to make some more products? Is that part of
there's two to come out this year, a moisturizer and one with SPF.
Oh, smart.
I only came in on the tail end of those. Mm-hmm. I was involved in some tweaking, which would have happened with or without me. And then we're working on lips and eyes, and I want to do so much more. I want to address hair. I want to address hands.
But you see this everything, as a full body ritual.
I want to address everything anti-aging.
Okay. What about your skincare ritual right now? What does that look like?
Okay. So it is, I wash my face in the shower I use Georgia's. Mm-hmm. Cleanser, and then I do my Erasa XEP30.
And can we treat that as like a serum almost? It's like
no. Well, it's the first thing that goes on your face.
Okay,
on after a dry, cleansing. Yeah, clean face.
Okay,
and then all you need is moisturizer and SPF.
Okay, but it does go. It goes underneath the moisturizer.
It's the first
not
thing
in place
you put on
moisturizer. Okay,
first thing you put on, and that's all I do is that and moisturizer and SPF. But Right now, I have the moisturizer with SPF.
Okay.
On.
Right.
Excellent.
Oh, you're our guinea pig. Thank you. So when it comes out, we can get it soon.
Yes. And,
is that sort of how you, like, is that like your end of the day unwinding ritual, or is there something else
it
you do?
It used to be. Yeah. It used to be. I loved, like, all my products, and I really, my heart would beat so fast when I would buy new products.
You'd still get the rush, even though companies would send you stuff for free?
They would say, I didn't like it as much. It was
it's
weird.
It's like you've got to pay for it to know it's
you.
Value.
Have to pay for it. And I would get very excited at how expensive something was because I just thought it would be that much better.
Right.
And I found out so much going into the lab. They burst my bubble. I found out the truth.
Mm-hmm. What's the truth?
In all the products.
What's the truth?
There's not a lot of value in products. Not what should be in there for what they charge.
It's like the fancy creams we all know and love.
It's very sad. I found it sad. I almost burst into tears, actually, when I found out. I couldn't believe how much my $500 cream, what it really cost to make.
Did you feel like you'd been had?
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of women feel that way sometimes.
I think a lot of women don't know. I think people still really think, you know. Well, you know, it's not just with the raw materials. I think they're buying into, and we've talked about this a lot, you're buying into a lot. You're buying into the club, the mystique, the ritual.
The
you
jar.
Know? The feeling that you are
if
part
anything,
of it.
If you don't buy XCP30 by Erasa, if you don't, I'm absolutely fine with that, but... I would stick to drugstore brands.
Just from what you've learned being in the lab.
There's some great ones.
Those are some powerful words.
For their value. Totally.
I think you've given us, wow, that is like, that is a very powerful way to end before we go into our lightning round, our game.
Oh, there's a game.
Yes, there's a game. There's a game.
Just gave it a name.
Yes. I love the name. Are you ready? Evangelism.
She's not as amused as you.
Basically, you're just going to tell us your favorite things, things you're super passionate about and excited. So your favorite, and then we're going to like tell you what it is, and then you fill in the blank.
So you don't have to expound, just
just a word. It's like word association. Mind. Ready?
Okay.
Your favorite photo shoot you've ever done.
Cuba Girl in Miami with Steven Meisel.
Do you remember what the magazine it was for?
Italian Vogue. And I actually was that suntanned. I was like a mahogany color and very greasy. And it was in the back alleys of Miami. And it was, I can't believe I actually used to suntan to that point. It's like my biggest regret.
Oh, you have some feelings about suntanning, right? You were saying before we started.
Yeah. I don't understand. I tell family members, it really hurts me when I see people lie out and actually deliberately suntan. Why you think radiation penetrating your body makes you look more beautiful or better? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't get why people say to other people who've come back from a trip and they're suntan, oh, you look so good. I don't get it.
I get mad when people come back with color. I'm like,
oh. I look at it and I see you, radiation has penetrated your skin.
Yeah. They say you look a little healthy.
Why would you look healthy?
I know.
Just get some cream blush. Do like Linda's mom.
Yeah,
you know?
Or a little Clarins, a little
self-stir. Yeah. And I mean, I've had so many friends with, you know, scares.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Melanoma scares. And
likewise.
Oh, it's...
I know. Thank you for that.
I'm going to take it to a lighter note.
Okay.
With my next...
Okay, so I go to Dr. Geronimus at the Lasery Skin Care Center. Okay, so... I asked the nurses one day, why are you all so pale, even like the Hispanic ones and stuff? And they said, if you worked here and saw the body parts we take off on Mondays, you would never go in the sun again.
Like cancers.
They have to take not just the surface. They have to go underneath.
Like so a Mohs surgery in the nose.
Pieces of your nose, pieces of your ear, pieces...
That's a public service announcement right there, you know?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Linda, thank you.
Evangelism, question two.
Go ahead.
Favorite band? Or musician, I guess.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. Done.
Favorite Canadian export? Could be a person, could be a food item.
Maple syrup.
Oh, good. Okay, favorite TV show? I guess current or past, it doesn't matter. What are you smiling about?
Very sparkly.
The one that I've watched the longest, and it's like my guilty pleasure, and if I can't sleep, I put it on and I go to sleep to it, is Young and the Restless.
It's awesome. I have that song in my head now.
I've watched it since I was 8 years old, since it came on the air.
Favorite exercise method?
I like my rebounder, my trampoline.
Cool. Yeah. Do you have one in your house?
I do. I have lots of stuff in
my house. Do you have high ceilings?
No, it's a mini rebounder. It's only about 5 feet wide.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have high ceilings, but I don't jump that high.
I just hitting your head. I got really nervous for you.
No.
Favorite Instagram account to follow?
Black Jaguar White Tiger.
What's that?
Oh, he's this guy who's rescued like all these like tigers and lions and stuff in Mexico.
I don't know about him.
I'm dying to go there. But he also posts really sweet, endearing videos from other people and photos from other people, and it just makes me so happy. It's so great.
Oh, please get on that.
Yeah, he's got billions of followers.
Okay, well, this is a nice segue too. What is your favorite I can never say this word. What is your favorite philanthropic cause?
It's a tie.
Okay.
We'll allow
Okay.
No, we won't, Jen. Pick one.
Breast cancer research and AIDS.
And what is your favorite affordable luxury?
I did buy 2 pairs of cashmere socks in December.
You're speaking Jess's language right now.
But my son wears them. I couldn't find them. And then I saw him on his feet, and he said that the seams were bothering him on his socks. And why are my socks softer than his?
How old is your son?
Why didn't he deserve soft socks? And I was like, okay, you can have them.
How old is he?
10.
We talked about skin. We talked about makeup. We didn't talk about hair before you go. Favorite hair product?
My friend, he is my friend, but I love his product. I have it in my hair right now. It's all natural. It's like a shea. It's just shea cream. Jamal Hamadi. Mm. Hamadi. Do you know it?
Yes, he's sweet.
Oh, he's darling. He's one of my best friends. Oh. And I love his product. Now, don't get me wrong. I buy all those expensive products, and I have like drawers full of them, and I do spritz and spray, but that's the one thing I've used consistently over a decade.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm
and gonna, I use it on my hands too when I get eczema.
Oh,
it feels
good. Because Shea yeah. is good for that. I'm picturing your house now, by the way, after this interview. Like, it's like a Fakai salon with an Equinox gym with, like, it's got everything.
The sun running around in cashmere socks just sliding around the
floors.
Yeah,
it is. It's very open. It's mm-hmm. a loft. It is a walk-in closet / gym / beauty salon / playroom.
It sounds like heaven.
Not bad.
It's so casual. It's really casual.
Well, Jen and I are coming over.
Yeah.
You should.
Thank you so much. You've been so much
this
fun.
Great.
Thank you.
All sorts of beauty secrets.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Linda Evangelista.
A wand, but I just have to fill you in on what just happened as Linda was exiting the studio. So, like an ass, I asked for a photo with Linda Evangelista, but she was lovely and darling, said of course.
Why is that like an ass?
I don't know, because she's just like, I don't know, that's what she gets paid to take photos.
Whatever, okay.
So we set up, and the three of us, it's Jess, Linda in the middle, and me, and so we asked her for some posing tips, but she wasn't about that. So then, I guess it was her publicist was taking the photos, and all of a sudden I hear this like really loud rustling, and Jess Matlin is freaking trying to pose it out like RuPaul next to Linda Evangelista.
Better work.
You were making like macro movements. So of course Linda just like slightly tilts her chin, one, and then another frame, slight, and Jess is over there on the end like voguing.
Well,
what
you know
you
what?
Doing? It's Linda Evangelista.
Right, and I had to bring it.
I can't wait to see these photos.
I had to bring it.
Anyway,
she's been doing this a little bit longer than I have, well, so I'll get my moves down in time.
So I think the photo's going to be Jess jerking around, Linda looking amazing, and me with, like, trying not to laugh and looking at the both of them. That was.
I think I might be blurry because my movements were so grand.
They were grand movements.
I think Linda appreciated my effort. Anyway.
Raise a wand.
I'm like Linda 10 years ago. Okay, what you got?
Oh, I'm going to raise a wand to a book.
A book?
How to Murder Your Life by Kat Marnell.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so full disclosure, I'm going to say it. We wanted to have Kat Marnell come on the podcast. She's a beauty editor who worked at Lucky and Glamour and then Jane, and she got really famous for basically a drug addiction. And so she blogged about it and, you know, everybody knew her business. She wrote about Whitney Houston when she died. I always thought she was lovely. I never, you know, I'm not friendly with her, but I would run into her at events back in the day. So she got a shit ton of money to write her memoir. What up, Kat? And it's called How to Murder Your Life. I really enjoyed the book. I think part of it was that I know some of the characters in it. So I kept trying to like read between the lines, like which beauty publicist is this? And like she's talking about this event. Was I there? But the first two chapters were my favorite. Like she talks about growing up and I thought she did. I was just like, this is really, really good. I mean, it just dovetails into like drug addiction and the problems mm-hmm. that she had. But like it's a New York, like this was my New York moment. And I don't know, enjoyed it. If nothing else, the cover art is like so cool. So good job, Kat.
Okay.
Raise a wand to you and your book.
I'm raising a wand to a lash curler.
Oh, okay. Fat mascara.
And this is surprising because here's the thing. When I was at Cosmo, I remember the lovely Michelle Ruiz, who is now a fabulous Vogue.com contributor. She came over and she asked me, she said something about, like, do you use a lash curler? And I looked at her and I said, like, lady, I'm just trying to get out the house in the morning. Like, I was kind of like, are you serious? Like, no one uses a lash curler.
I use mine on the subway, as you know. So what do you got?
And now, like, I think it was, like, ever since Troy came, like, Troy Surratt, I felt like, you know, I'm going to revisit this whole lash curler thing because he, you know, he talked about it when he was doing our makeup or like playing around. It really makes a difference.
Is that Troy Surratt?
This is Troy's lash curler and I've been using it like crazy and I don't know why I haven't brought this up earlier. It really is worth the extra 20 seconds or so. I love Troy's lash curler, but really it's like just, you know, I think any lash curler is a great idea, but I definitely prefer Troy's. But just pumping your lashes a little bit before, if you have straight lashes like I do, pumping your lashes a little bit, taking that extra time, and then throwing on your mascara, it really helps open up your eyes, really makes a big difference. That I want to, recant what I said to Michelle.
Yeah.
It really is worth the extra time. I think I'm a very practical person. I don't make an effort if I don't have to.
Girl, but it takes 10 seconds. This is not much of an
effort.
It
really makes a big difference. Just be careful. And here's a really good tip.
Guys,
here's a tip.
Okay.
Okay? You definitely want to make sure that your lash curler is clean because it can get a little cruddy from whatever eye makeup you have on before. Like, you know,
and then your
eyeliner.
Stick.
Yeah, and then it's not as effective. So just kind of wipe it down with like, eye makeup remover pad or, you know, a Q-tip, anything like that.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.